Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors meeting for December 14th, 2005. I'd like to especially welcome our high school students in the back from a government class. Very glad to see you here. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
President
Hill. Here.
Vice President Mann.
Here.
Director
Angel.
Here.
Director
Bookout.
Here.
Please join me in the flag salute.
Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brings us to item 3 on the agenda, election of officers. The board will elect a new president and vice president pursuant to rules of order 1.4. Our rules of order 1.4 are as follows. A, for the president, call for nominations shall be opened by the president. Nominations shall be received by voice. Nominations do not need to be seconded. Nominations shall be closed upon an approved motion. And the elected officer shall take possession of the office of board president immediately. A similar process will then be followed for vice president. So with that, I'd like to open nominations, and I will begin by nominating Director Bookout.
I'd like to nominate Vern Dahl.
Move the nominations be closed.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the nominations be closed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Therefore, I believe we should have public comment then. Public comment on this item.
Good evening, Board. Mark Wampler, Oceano, President Hill. Here it is, time to elect a new president and vice president. It is unfortunate that the public is left out of the loop with this important decision. And the reason for this is unfortunate because many of us out here who attend regularly would only have one choice. It was the choice of a man who has the following qualifications. First, the man who represents and listens, evaluates to public comment. Second, the man that proves his dedication to public comment by the fact that he does vote. Is Oceano going to return to the dark ages of the past? And how about so many of you that would like to see these AGP cameras turned off permanently? Knowing what is about to take place, it's with some sadness and grief that we, the public, will have to be more diligent to preserve what has taken place in this past year under the present leadership. We'll have to work and be very diligent to preserve that. And whoever you elect tonight, it's my suggestion to respect public comment. Respect will generate respect. It's up to you. And we can work together if you want to. But let's just remember that we're not voting or electing. You as a board electing Oceano's new king or monarch. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Any other public comment? Hearing none. Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. Come here.
Mary. Jeez, you need that front seat, Mary.
I know. I was too busy writing. Sorry. Mary Lucy Oceano. I think it's great that there was an election and that that we got new leadership on your board. I think it was 03. And that the existing leaders that were on your board were willing to let one of the new members that were elected take a leadership role as president. I was somewhat surprised what occurred after that election. The stonewalling of every move that was suggested or would move the town further by Director Dahl and Director Mann was really quite disheartening to some of us who have moved here to retire and build our homes. I remember some statements that you made, Mr. Dahl, at the last election when you weren't elected president. You were visibly upset, and we can look back at the tapes. But you made a statement that said, well, then I'm going to take the next year for personal time. And that's exactly what's happened in your seat in the last year. We have had no representation from your seat as an elected official for 1 year. You didn't attend regular meetings that you were assigned to. You canceled out on several conferences. That was very costly to the people of Oceano. Stonewalled and boycotted any growth in the area. And I think that's expensive to have elected officials sit there for a year and basically mumble in the mic. I don't mean to be so pointed, but I'm disappointed. You know, I also sat back and thought, you know, how do people who have been here for a really long time embrace and include people who have not been here for a really long time? And just the maneuvering of the nonprofits, the jumping from one nonprofit to another nonprofit, positioning yourself politically, standing back, I mean, it's really been quite phenomenal, you know, on how you've weaved yourself in and out and made sure that there was no, making sure that every door was closed for new blood to come in and help this community grow. And you were very successful in just, you know, warming the seats. So I once again would like to see some new leadership. I think that Mr. Bookout is one of the new leaders, and you've been controlling this board since its inception. And you, I guess, as individuals, have to figure out how you're going to be more inclusive because, you know, we're what's left of what you consider as, you know, a sense of community that pays attention to what you guys are doing with our tax dollars. And every time we bring up the issue of a dollar, we're villainized. You know, so when we go, you know, that's going to be it. And then who are you going to represent?
Thank you. Other public comment? Antonia?
Antonia from Oceano. I just want to say thank you, Mr. Jim Hill, for being with us all this year and putting up with us. Now it's your turn. And not only that, and I am really sorry that it didn't work out for you, because every time that we planned something, you were outvoted.
And then at this time, I will bring it back to the board. And our process then is roll call vote. Gina, may I have a roll call, please?
Before that, can
alphabetically, and you have to ask each one of the directors who they vote for.
Are we allowed to give any speech that, you know,
yes,
to talk about before the roll call vote? Because I have a couple of.
There's nothing that prohibits it. There's nothing in the rules of order that require it. It seems to me that it might be, you know, a reasonable thing to do, but that's a matter of what the board as a group wants
to tell
do.
The public more about us, and since I was nominated, I'd like to tell the public what we've accomplished this year, and I'll start off. 2005 has been quite a year. With the leadership of Jim Hill, we, as a board, have removed the health care benefits that were paid towards the directors. We don't need that. We've removed the cell phones. That was not needed. These are funds that come out of the Oceano residents' pockets. The residents of Oceano don't need to pay for health care benefits or cell phones. It's been a long debate to bring AGP video in here. With the leadership of Jim Hill, and the board this year, we now have televised meetings. This allows people at home to watch the meetings. I'm very happy with that. The community center. Overall, the board has supported the community center. The future of Oceano is their children and the residents of Oceano. I'm very proud of that. We've done very good with that. Fire protection, we now have a full-time fire department, thanks to this board and the hard works of our staff. Staff has done an excellent job this year. 2006, before that, I attended the community district training. I've been to several different training seminars. It's been very beneficial for learning. In 2006, what I'd like to see accomplished is more responsibility by the Oceano Community Service District for the residents of Oceano. Currently, OCSD is responsible for water, sewer, fire, trash, and street lighting. A community park on the east side of town is not impossible, and we are working on that. I signed a letter tonight to go to our supervisor looking for funds. A stronger working relationship with Caltrans and the County of San Luis Obispo can bring added safety for our residents. OCSD is not in charge of crosswalks, sidewalks, stop signs, flooding, apparently not alley cleanup either. We need to get with the county and Caltrans and make sure that our staff can help out in seeing that we get benefits for our community. Highway 1, I'm disgusted about Highway 1. Highway 1 is in need of repair. Now, I know it's not OCSD's responsibility. I know that we're not going to be able to go out and get grants for that, but it's shameful. We don't have bike lanes in Highway 1. Pismo has bike lanes. There's bike lanes in Grover Beach. There's bike lanes in Guadalupe. But if you will go down our Highway 1 out here, you will not find bike lanes. We have dangerous sidewalks on Highway 1. And I'm going to... The flooding, we won't go there. But let's talk about the Highway 1 bridge up here. Caltrans. We had earthquake damage to the sidewalk on that. It's uncrossable for pedestrians unless they're walking in the road. It's time to ask, as OCSD, to our staff to start talking with Caltrans, getting things happening in that regards. OCSD has a voice for our community, and we should use it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Vern, would you like to make a comment?
Just a couple of things. Just a couple things to set the record straight. It is good that we have AGP here. We've been working on that before the last election. It was in the works. It was coordinated between us and the county, trying to get the funding through, pushing on that. And what actually happened when we did get it through, we pushed it. We were in such a hurry to have it in here instead of waiting the extra few weeks, a couple months, which was in the timeline, that it left us in a very poor bargaining position for the cost of having AGP here. So it could have actually cost us more having them here by pushing it earlier every month. That's about all I'm going to respond to at this point. Thank you.
I understand it then. Director Dahl is selected as president.
Vern. Thank you. Okay, at this time, we'll open the nominations up for Vice President.
I nominate Director Bookout.
I nominate Barbara Mann.
Okay, do I hear any more nominations?
Move the nominations be closed.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, nominations are here. By closed. Anybody want to say anything? Public comment? Okay, can we have a vote, please?
Director Angelo?
Barbara Mann.
Director Brookout?
Myself.
President Dahl?
Barbara Mann.
President Hill?
Director Brookout? Director Hill votes for Director Brookout.
Vice President Mann?
Director Brookout.
Okay, so we have a new vice president.
Thank you. No, you don't get the lead.
I don't get the lead? Oh, geez. Oh. Can I stay right here?
You can stay right there.
Outstanding.
Okay, moving on to item number four, board member items for discussion.
Could you speak up, please?
Sure. Okay, moving on to item number four, board member items for discussion.
I don't have anything at this time.
Nothing.
Nothing at this time.
No.
Nothing? Okay, and I don't have anything either. Okay, moving on to item number five, public comment. Andy, do we have any public comment at this time?
I'm going to try to read this. Wrong glasses. Mark Wampler, Oceano resident. This year has seen many changes to the district. We, the public, wanted to see a lot more. Actually, much more could have been done. Items such as bringing fair and objective treatment to the community center. It's an important project that has tremendous potential in the right hands. Can everybody hear me? There's a critical need to curb the potential of runaway spending here in the district. Even such simple things as alley cleanup that went sour because of incompetence. We had a serious cleanup back in 98. It's time for another one. We should have been further along, but we, the public, have some formidable obstacles. Special interest and cronyism will always be a challenge to fairness and equity. In my participation here in the district for the past year, I've come to the conclusion that the old proverb is right. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him. It is so tempting to stoop to the levels of fools. Fools make up their own rules as they go. Fools have their own dictionary, and it's all subject to change at any time. It's difficult to keep a fool in context in a conversation. But fools aren't necessarily dummies because they usually have a prescribed escape plan. A little tongue-tied there. Now, what has been said, the greatest obstacle to our community is apathy. If you think that government is looking out for our best interest, you need a reality check. We can't expect government to legislate good behavior or honest behavior. It's up to its citizens to ensure high standards are employed. Now, I've spoken some pretty inflammatory words. We're a small community, and special interests with the right ingredients can seize our own town from underneath us. We are ripe for redevelopment. Don't think it can't happen. If a tax base suffers, then there are laws in place that can grant special privilege to special interests in order to extract those funds. The concept of intimate domain is very real and can happen when a people don't stand up to hold those in power to a higher standard. The only determinant to prevent those in power from selling us out is to get involved and to speak up. Don't just sit there and watch what's happening on these cameras. Come down here and be a part of what is happening. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak at this time?
And under consideration of warrants, correction of minutes, November 9th, 2005. Correction should read, GM Cooney reported that since an attendee did not attend the Long Beach conference held in September due to late-term cancellation, the sum of $542 for the conference registration will not be returned to the district. And I can confirm that by three different occasions of speaking with the conference holders. That would be the California Special Districts Association. I spoke with in April, who confirmed to me that those funds will not be refunded. Okay, now, Mr. Cooney, evidently whoever's in charge of these minutes did not state this correctly. That's $542 out of my pocket, as far as I'm concerned, out of my children's mouths, out of our district coffers. I want that corrected. Thank you.
Could I?
Please.
My understanding is, and I've spoken to the president of CSDA, and that those monies are going to be returned. So, I mean, if I have the wrong information, I have the wrong information. But my understanding is that the conference fees will be are forthcoming. As we know, it takes them a while to do that. But, you know, we can continue to monitor it, and at such time as we don't get the funds in, I will certainly let this board know. But my understanding is that those funds have been arranged to be returned, and I've been told they're coming. And I have a personal relationship with, a professional relationship with the president of CSDA. I sit on a committee with her, and so, you know, I don't have any problem talking to her. So I'm confused by this. But
is that the person that Mr. Wampler spoke to?
I have no idea who he spoke to.
I'm sorry. Mr. Wampler, did you say who you spoke to there?
Her name was April. And, I have this written down here. Too small a print. One of the governance conference was $185. And the other amount, it all added up to $542 apiece. So Mr. Bookout did attend, and that was taken care of.
What I was asking was, April, did she give you a last name? Or there's not that many people up there.
No, that was, if you call the 800 number, you'll reach April.
April.
Okay, so I confirmed that with her three different occasions. I wanted to make sure that I was right on that and that I was hearing right. So who are we going to believe?
Mr. Cooney, could you please as soon as possible speak to the executive director there?
That's who I spoke to. Yeah. April is the lady who's the receptionist. I mean, I don't believe she's in a policy-making position. But,
You'll get back to us at next meeting, please.
Lynn Hill, Oceano. Last February, I think it was, you called. You couldn't make the Monterey trip, President Dahl. So it took several months, if I recall, before we could be repaid your per diem. Being repaid means the town. Maybe this time, would it be possible you pay this money in dispute? If in fact it comes, it could show as a warrant. I know they said that you would repay the per diem this time, but there's no way to really see that. Maybe you've got a canceled check. But I think if you're going to be in the leadership role, maybe pay the money in dispute. We'll see what happens if it comes back.
Any other comments?
I move that we accept the warrants.
All right. I agree. Thank you very much.
So we won't have to do the warrants again. The minutes with the correction that Karen White made. As far as the other correction that was brought to our attention, actually, that is not what was reported. So the minutes reflect what's reported, not what supposedly is going on with whatever the item might be.
Okay, we have a motion.
He moved it, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a motion.
Mm-hmm. We have a motion. Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, motion and a second. Any comment? Okay, all those in favor of passing the minutes with the one correction, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries 5-0. Okay, moving on to item number...
Rules to kids here real shortly.
Yes, sir. The program is in place. As a matter of fact, I think the last date for application for a bicycle was the 15th of December, which is tomorrow. And then the Honor Farm crew will be fanning out across the county and taking out the free bicycles, bicycle helmets, and other items to those children that have been nominated.
Great service.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to item number 8. Report of district department heads. We have our written reports here. Is there any public comment on any one of these items, A, B, or C? Okay, hearing none. Any questions from the board?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Just one question on the staff report, administrative staff report. Working on the annual audit, is that something we do pretty much all the time, or seem to see that? Just. Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, so
I have a question on the fee letters. Add 2 mobile home spaces on Cienega. Is that in the mobile home parks?
Yes.
Okay. And is it? I'm noticing some mobile homes around town. Is that normal inside town, outside the mobile home parks?
Modular homes?
Yeah.
But we see more and more of those over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice.
Okay. I have a question on those. I'm sorry, but just kind of thought of that. Those additional mobile homes going in the park, did that go before the Oceano and Housing Advisory Committee? Do you know?
That went probably 2 years ago as 4 units, and it was reduced to 2 units, but that okay. did go before Oceano.
It's been a long
Health
time, right? Yes. Yeah. Sure.
We were set to review that a couple of months ago until we had some interruptions, but I believe you're referring to the Arroyo del Sol. Now, are you aware of the specific? Is this an ordinance that you're looking at, or specific?
No, these are 2 very specific new spaces being added to an existing mobile home park.
Do you know the name of the mobile home park? Remember the name of it?
Rancho del Rio.
Okay, this is okay. We've looked at this. These spaces are the only storage area for that park. I went by and looked at that a couple of months ago. It sits right on the creek bed. And erosion would be a disaster, in my opinion, for that. Now, Charlene Hall, who lives there, has made quite an issue about that. And while I cannot speak for the committee, we were definitely looking at it. Personally, I think it's a disaster because there is no other storage area for that park. You take the storage area away, there's no place for anyone, the tenants or the owners, to put their boats or their campers or their RVs. So aside from that, physically, it's not a good idea because it abuts right on the creek itself. So
I thought I remembered that we had looked at that and did not agreed with you at that time, but the county granted.
It started off, when we reviewed it initially at Oceanopolis, and it started off as a 7 unit,
yeah,
from 7 to 4, then it went down to 2, and the 2 units are in.
And that is a county,
yeah,
county decision, not ours, even though
right.
We did not particularly want it to happen.
I know that a lot of the residents in the park there were very concerned about that, both to the loss of storage space and the potentially dangerous location of those spaces.
Yeah, the flooding. Receive and file.
Okay. All right. Any received and filed? Moving on to item number 9. 9A, report and update on fire department consolidation study. Mr. Cooney, could you please introduce this?
Yes. We had the presentation by Citygate, and since then there have been several subsequent managers' meetings concerning us. Right. It would be a new committee formed by the board, and I've got that on here, item 11A, and we just add that on to the other committees that on January 11th, the board president would appoint the various members to the committee.
Any other questions?
So you need a motion to add this to the list of...
Not until we get down there.
No. This time we're going to add this one to that list.
Yeah. So that's what you need a motion
for. Right.
Yeah.
I would move that we go ahead and add this committee to our committee list for the president to make the appointment.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Okay, then all those in favor say aye. Second. Opposed? Carries 5-0. Moving on to item number 9B. Mr. Cooney?
Yep. Chief?
Good evening, everyone. Next Tuesday night here in this room, we'll have a visit from Santa Claus. It's been a tradition of the fire department to invite Santa Claus here for the sharing of gifts and goodwill with the children of Oceano and the community, surrounding community. He'll be taking a tour of Oceano beginning at about 6 o'clock, driving up and down the streets on one of our fire engines and welcoming all the children to the station here. It's next Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Next Tuesday at 7. Yep. All right. Anything, any comment or public comment on this?
Michael, what do you have to do to get my daughter right on one of your engines Tuesday? Oh, may I get my daughter to become an honorary member of your fire department?
I would hope that we could make sure that we have some good pictures taken here with Santa and the kids that we can send to the newspaper and get some good publicity for Oceano.
And maybe take some pictures of the kids that are here.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that they could have, possibly.
Yeah.
Sure. Any further comment?
Very worthy project, Mike. Glad to see it.
Okay, moving on to item 10A. Cleaning and inspection of the district sewer water line.
This is our continual disclosure concerning the December 22nd, 2003 earthquake. By 4/5 vote, you need to determine that the emergency continues.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to public comment, please. No public comment? Okay. Bring it back to the board. Any questions, comments, motions?
Did we get the motion made that it is still a disaster?
I don't have a motion on the floor yet.
So moved.
Okay. There was a motion?
Second.
Second. Okay. All right. Roll call vote, please.
Excuse me, I have to get my sequence right here. I'm first, Gina.
Thank you. Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Angela?
Yes.
Did it long already. Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item number 10B. This is an upgrade to the meter reading system. Mr. Cooney, could you introduce this one, please?
Yes. We have meter reading equipment that we purchased in May of 2001. And with anything, they wear out. And during the last meter reading, we had to do the entire meter reading process by hand. It took us a little bit longer than we normally use, and we had to interpret people's handwriting rather than being able to put it into the system. We had to then, of course, transfer the handwriting information to the computer. And the choices we have, of course, is to repair what we have, and these are obsolete, and the only way they can repair them is by cannibalizing them, cannibalizing other equipment that they have, and there'd be no warranty. We can get the upgraded model, which would cost us $8,000 and has a 12-month warranty, or we could get the newest technological advanced model, which would cost us $9,190 for three rather than the two we have now, so we would have a backup in there. Okay.
Generally, out of state, we're not paying tax, are you?
Not unless the way that sales tax works, if they have a physical location in the state of California, then we have to pay tax. But if they are, they do business solely in the state of Utah, and they transport their products into this state, then there is no sales tax because they don't have a physical presence in the state. So I don't know if they have a physical presence. If they have an office, that would be considered a physical presence. I don't believe they do have a physical presence in the state, but I don't know that.
Well, we can just include any possibility in the motion then.
Right. Yeah.
And this would net us three of the FW500s rather than two of the FW230s, is that right, for this price?
No, there would be two. If we bought the new upgraded one, that would be three also.
Okay.
The 250s would be, or 230s, excuse me, right, 230s, that would be three of those.
Okay. Any other questions, comments on this one? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I would move that we buy the three FW500s for no more than the sum of $9,190, unless the tax is applicable, and if it is, that we go ahead and pay the applicable tax.
Great. Got a motion? Do I hear a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any additional comments, questions? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Vice President Buckout?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item number 11A. Okay, committee assignments. If everybody could get their requests in for which committees they want to be on, that would be great. Any public comment on this item? Any questions or comments from the board? Okay, moving on to item 11B, financial statements for the period ending 10/31/2005.
Hey, this is for 33% of the year in the first 4 months, and we have received revenues of $985,329. Our expenses to date have been $706,438. And that leaves us with an excess of revenues over expenditures after 33% of the year of $352,070.
Thank you. Public comment? Hearing none. Any questions, comments from the board? Okay. Received and filed. Moving on to item number 11D, our 25th anniversary.
Excuse me, 11C.
Oh, I'm sorry. 11C. Okay, could you introduce this one, Mr. Kinney?
Yeah. We have been working to upgrade our billing system, provide a bill which has a return envelope. We have been told through statistical data that people who receive a return envelope have more of a tendency to return their payment. Maybe that will cut down on some of the second notices and things. But what we would like to do is we'd like to upgrade our billing process, and that would include the 8.5 by 11 bill, which is probably pretty standard if you know when you get bills at your house. Phone company and PG&E and gas company, they're not quite 8.5 by 11, but they're full size sheets, and we'd like to have that included along with an envelope sent to each one of our utility customers. We have checked with the city of Grover Beach, the city of Paso Robles, and recently we have been informed that the city of Aurora Grande all are using DataPros for this process. They've all tried different companies. There's a local company that people are satisfied with, but this company has provided a greater level of service to these different cities. So we feel very comfortable in going with them. And before you tonight is the contract to move this process ahead. This would replace the little postcards that we send out now. We'll be sending out real bills, just like the big people do.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? Okay, hearing none, bring it back to the board. Question?
They sent out little postcards, and then they went to a billing system. That's basically what we want to do. We want to go to a system which is more informative and also provides a level of service to our customer by providing a return envelope.
And do you have a cost difference between the two?
Between
what we're doing now and what?
Well, there really is no comparison, because what we do now is just send out a postcard, and what we would be avoiding is that what it takes now is it takes a full day of three people in the office just to tear those things apart after they're printed, just to they come in sheets, computer sheets, and then you have to tear them apart and tear the little end stripes off and things like that, put them in bundles and batches. You put 50 in a batch and you label them and that kind of thing. Though that would be avoided. The cost of what that would be, I mean, it basically varies. The only one who basically is a consistent in that would be Cindy Winter. She gets help from either Biddy and Jody, or Biddy and myself, or Biddy and Gina. Thank you. I knew one of us would know you. So those are kind of variable.
On this, would there be a spot in here where we could put like listing of what our meetings are for OCSD, OI,
well, there is
OHAC?
There is a spot on the bill right here where it says special message. And so we can include what that special message would be. And you can see there's a fairly substantial little space on the bill for this special message. Obviously, there is also certainly a limitation. I mean, we can double the price print on the back.
Oh, that's not acceptable.
But we
can inform our residents.
Absolutely, yeah. We can put things on there.
Good.
Any other questions?
I do tend to support providing more information to customers to allow them to control their usage and be more informed about the reasons and where their money's going when they pay their bill. You did mention that there was another local company. Is that an Oceano company?
No.
Okay. Is this something that we should put out for a competitive bid, or have we looked at other possibilities?
Well, we have looked. When we looked at Paso Robles and Grover Beach, they have migrated through several companies. And, we basically have been able to glean the experience that they've had with other companies. So, if we did that and we got, just because we got the lowest bidder, if we got a lower bidder, I mean, this price is not bad at all. But if we did get a lower bidder, we may get what we pay for. And, we obviously are as concerned with the product as we are with the price.
Right. This is basically a hallmark of the district. It's our calling card, if you will, to the public.
I deal with all three, Oceano, Grover, and Aurora Grandy's bills. And Grover and Aurora Grandy sure as heck beat that little postcard. And they have their envelopes, you know, which is really, it helps. It doesn't seem to get misplaced as easily. And I think maybe our return will be a little bit quicker, hopefully.
I would think that would be the case, too.
And they're much easier to read for people to see what their usage was and when it ends. And I think it lists maybe the whole prior year
right on
them, so you can see.
Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, entertain a motion.
I'll move that we approve a production agreement with DataPros Corporation and authorize the president of the board to sign on behalf of the district.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. No additional comments. Okay, roll call, please.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director
Angelo?
Yes. President Dahl? Yes. Okay, item 11D, our 25th anniversary.
Okay, the district has been announced several times. We'll be having their 25th anniversary on January 1st. We're looking at having a community-wide celebration. And it looks like the fire chief is able to secure some antique fire equipment. And so we're looking at probably having the actual party the end of February. And it'll be a little bit more firmed up. But we don't want to have it in January. Everybody's pretty well tired out from all the holidays that they've just had. So we'd like to have it at this special meeting, January. We'll be holding it at the depot. We're working to ensure that there's no public funds going to be used on this. It'll be all private monies. There won't be any the district will not be utilizing district money to put this on. So that's sort of an update. It's still in the works. It will be held at, I don't know if I said this, if I'm losing it or not, it will be held at the depot, and we certainly hope that the community comes out, and we will be trying to get reservations from people so we know exactly how much to prepare for. We haven't had a 25th anniversary before, so we're not exactly sure. I was under the impression, and the reason where I got that was, is that they're trying to change the name of North Oceano School, and they have come up with the name of, one of the names, potential names, was Pinecrest, and it was reported where they came up with that name was that it was a fire district that served Oceano prior to the Oceano Fire District being formed. And that's what was reported in the newspaper now.
Before my time.
I mean, I could stand corrected. And you were born here, so you
would know. The fire department was here before I came along, but I think it was about 1935.
Okay.
Arroyo Grande has a weird name for their old fire district, don't they? I think they have a truck with a different name that's displayed at Christmas time in Arroyo Grande?
I think that's a truck that belongs to a private company.
A private company?
Yeah, and they just loan it. They just put it out there for like a display thing.
Okay,
and
so
that private company's name is on the truck.
Ah, okay.
That's Kaufman's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an insurance? Is that an insurance agent?
Well, he was a Arroyo Grande firefighter for years.
Yes. Then he bought the truck. We're going to sell you that old one out here.
Okay. Any other public comment questions? All right. Anything from the board? Okay. No action on this item, so we'll move on to item number 12, report of district representatives. Director Hill.
I was unable to attend the Zone 118 meeting on November 14th. However, I've kind of followed the progress via emails from members of the Coastal Resource Conservation District. They are moving forward with getting an engineer's assessment for the proposed Proposition 218 election. This would set the district boundaries and assessment amounts to be as a proposal to be voted on by people in the finalized district, whatever that ends up being. Apparently, the Department of Water Resources was relatively rushed in their determination of what the district would be, and they will support the new engineer's report. So they are moving forward with trying to get the Prop 218 election, which would be again required for to keep the state from taking over, and hopefully the local people would be able to do the job for considerably less money than the state would be able to do. They've also done things such as talk to the railroad about raising the railroad bridge over the creek to allow for more runoff without blocking the flow there in the channel in the event. So quite a few things have been moving behind the scenes, but not too much in public view yet.
Do they have to be ready by February with their 218 proposal?
Yes, that's correct. It goes to the Board of Supervisors in February. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So they'll have to, the boundaries of the zone would have to be fixed by that time.
The boundaries
also
of the assessment district, that's correct, yes. Yeah. That's what the engineer is working on, and they expect to be done with that by the end of this month. And I intend to attend the meeting on I believe it's the 21st. It's Monday next week, I believe. Get a better update at that time.
Where's that meeting going to be held at?
It could be here. I'm not certain of even the location. They may have it at the Arroyo Grande Council Chambers.
Because I think they have a meeting here Monday night. No, with Shannon Halcyon.
Not here.
Yeah, the Zone 1-1A is generally from 3 to 5 o'clock, and often they hold it here.
Okay.
And, of course, members of the public are always welcome to come to those meetings.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Director Mann?
I went to the Sand District, and we also talked about the creek cleaning, and the consensus of the Sand District Board was that we're willing for the staff to be advisors, but not to take any main leads in anything, because we certainly don't want to set the Sand District up as being liable in any way, especially in the engineering. Tom. You know who I mean? Zimmer, is that his last name? The tall gentleman that works for water.
The lake is at 67% right now. And, of course, it should come up if we get some rains this winter, which will be good. And they talked about an interruption of water deliveries to the district, and I think that was going to happen in November, right? So it hasn't happened yet. What days... Okay. Well, I know Phil wrote it down when they give the date, so I'm sure he's going to prepare for the short. We'll probably have to pump more water during the when the line's down for maintenance. And also, I brought to the board here about 6-8 months ago that they were going to do some paving up there with a grant, and that work's getting on its way right now too. That's about all there was to it.
Did the when the Lopez water delivery is down, is that going to interfere with our state water since it's coming through the same lines, or is that a different point?
No, I asked that question and I didn't really get a defined answer.
Yeah, I understand that you'll still be getting state water, so it'll be a couple of
months. Okay. Right. Any other questions for Dr. Angelo?
Okay. Okay. Fire committee. The first fire committee meeting we had, what we did is we recapped basically what the CityGate study brought forth, and we had some public comment there. Just to kind of summarize, for us to go forward with the way it's proposed, it would cost us an additional $600,000 for our share only. Roy Grandy's looking at about $1 million more for their share. And Grover, I believe, was about $500,000 more for their share. And so it looks like at this time it's probably not going to be too feasible. But I guess that's what the Sether Committee will hash out. And we did have some public comment at the meeting, and the public was kind of concerned about us keeping a chair at the table, you know, to go through this thing. And that's certainly what we plan to do, and that's exactly what the staff has recommended. The second fire committee meeting we had, we're up to 675 calls for the year, and we got a demonstration on the thermal imaging equipment that we got on our grant. Something I didn't know, but there was only 12 of those given out to the state of California, so we got one of 12, so that's pretty good. Mike said he's starting to get prepared to see what grants will be available for us to possibly apply for next year, and he'll be bringing that to us when he gets there. That's about all I had to add.
Okay, great. Any additional questions for Director Angelo? Okay. Director Bookout.
11-14, we met here at OCSD with the Airport Land Use Commission, kind of a master plan for Oceano for the future of the Oceano Airport, the airport primarily, a little bit of the land around it. They've already completed Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, or have worked on those. They're getting to Oceano. It's the first one. Not a lot happened other than meeting people, talking about, you know, events that will be coming forth. There's three other meetings coming up throughout this next year. But it was pretty insightful. Any questions? Mark?
Bill, the Oceano Housing Advisory Committee is to assign a representative on that committee, the airport use, land use, and I'm concerned that we might be a little bit out of timing here. Is there a chance or a timing as far as us getting into the loop from our committee?
There definitely is. There will not be another meeting until next year.
Okay. Because there had been some delays because of, well, our interruption. So yeah. I just want to make sure that we stay in the loop on that. Okay, thanks.
Oceano Halcyon meeting, there was not a meeting. I attended it as I was appointed to do. Unfortunately, the elected officials were not in there. The person that I think she was elected was sitting in the seat over here without a quorum. It was quite embarrassing. Fire committee, Dave's handled.
Questions for Director Bookout?
I thought one of the neat things, I saw the piece of equipment yesterday, or Monday, is if you're wearing glasses and they point the camera at you, your glasses are black because they're cold, so it doesn't take a picture of your glasses.
Really?
Oh. So I thought that was, you know, when they were when he was demonstrating it. Was another thing, and he talked about how children tend to hide in closets or under the beds, and how useful this will be to try to find them, because most people do die from the smoke rather than the fire itself. And I was really impressed when Captain Bova demonstrated it to us on Monday.
Great. Anything else?
Okay. I attended the November 16th South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District Board meeting, and the only thing on that at the time, there were three items. The one on the Zone 1A staff report, that was continued to the next meeting, which Barbara reported on. And then there was a PG&E feeder upgrade to upgrade the service to the feeder, and there was trenching performed to put that service in for a cost of $12,850, and the there was the number 8 payment was approved for the construction of the chlorine contact chamber. And that was it for that meeting. Any questions? Okay. All right, moving on to item number 13, public comment.
Here. Humor me here. I've got these canned speeches here. Tonight, as we are wrapping up this year, when there's happiness in the air with family and friends, statistics paint a much darker picture. Records show that widespread loneliness, depression, suicide are more prominent during this Christmas holiday than most other times of the year. Haunting memories of a divorce, family breakup, loss of loved ones, or a business that went sour overwhelm many Americans. The good news is that the Prince of Peace has come, and he's finished his work. And he did it 2,000 years ago. He did it right, and he still does continue to do it right. And why not open the door to new possibilities for this Christmas season? It's a promise you can take to the bank. Merry Christmas, and may God continue to bless America.
Thank you. Any other public comment? All right, hearing none, moving on to item number 14, board member items for discussion. Anyone have anything?
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Jim for his your year of service as president, and also Barbara for her serving as vice president.
Thank you. I agree.
My turn. I want to just talk about this for a minute, and it's something for us to think about. I believe the community center's loan has been funded now, and now that they're going to be back on track and there is a grant in the works that we're applying for, is that not correct? The $500,000 grant?
That has been denied.
It has now been denied? Okay. But maybe, though, we still should consider, since the community center does involve our whole community, and we are part of it, and isn't there still money that we're responsible for?
Do we have $20,000?
Only $20,000 left? Because I kind of thought about, and I certainly wouldn't want to be the one, but for a board member to, one of our board members to serve on that board so that we would know a little more of what was going on. And we need to think about that. Especially if we're going to be responsible in any way for anything. That's just something for the board to think about.
For a board member to serve on there, it would have to be approved by the...
They would have to approve it. But, you know, I would think that if we asked that somebody could be on there.
In the past, we've had other board members on their board.
Yeah, Rick was on there.
Rick was on there.
I appreciate your commentary, but it seems to me that the time to perhaps consider involvement like that is before the fact rather than after it.
Well, I didn't know that this loan had...
Do you remember the date that I went to the Planning Commission? That was the last...
The 12th or...
The 12th of November?
I think so.
Okay. I talked to Pat Beck at that time, and she was running it through her administrative office, and she told me she anticipated getting it on the December agenda for the Board of Supervisors. I don't know where it is from that. I have not talked to her since that time.
Okay, I haven't yet seen it on the Board of Supervisors agenda. But I do note that it's been about 6 months now since we thought that they were going to have this fee in place a couple of months down the road. So, again, if this slips anymore, I would hope that we would consider implementing our own, at least an interim fee, so that our fire department and our essential services don't lose out due to delays at the county level. But I also understand that the county's probably progressing and as best they can with that. Also, I note that the staff and President Dahl and Director Mann have discussed a facility fee for drainage in the community that would be taken up by the County Flood Control District, which is coincidentally the Board of Supervisors, but I wondered if we might have an update on that as well.
Jim, I have a question of you. When you were talking about the cleanup, are you wanting to go back like we did before and ask Supervisor Sajjan for money from his fund? Because I believe he gave us maybe $5,000 or more when we did the cleanup. You wanting to ask
to use some of that funds to support a cleanup? I'm not adverse to that.
Please.
I would support that.
Okay. I mean, I just was wondering. You know, when you were saying a large cleanup like we had before, that involves. You know, we would, I think, need to involve the county with that, not just us.
I wonder if we could also perhaps, in the next round of negotiations with South County Sanitary, perhaps arrange for some kind of a community-wide cleanup as part of the service agreement. Just a thought.
The garbage company?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. When does that contract come up again?
Contract is a 10-year contract.
Yeah.
It was in 1997. It's actually a 10-year contract.
But we could certainly ask.
They are always very cooperative. I mean,
yeah.
They certainly wouldn't be opposed to something like this.
And perhaps we could ask Oceano Improvement Associate, you know, all the community groups that worked before, because it was everybody in town that did that. You know, they got merchants and what?
It was not an OCSD function.
I know it was. I know it wasn't.
Yeah, the last cleanup was a citizen directed.
But Mr. Hill had just asked that this committee look at it, and I'm trying to find out what he wanted looked at exactly.
Well, the possibility and ways to arrange and fund a community-wide cleanup such as happened in the past, where we can get used appliances and things like that off the streets, clean the alleys especially.
Anyone else?
Just like to say, President Hill did a great job this last year. Barbara, you did a great job. Vice President and the whole board, I think, overall did a great job. So,
well, I think it's time for us to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year or Happy Holidays to everyone.
Indeed.
Okay. On to item number 15, consideration of the warrants. Any public comment on the warrants? On the cleanup? Okay.
Antonio Maldonado, Oceano. Yes, the cleanup is all board due. because of this other cleanup that we were supposed to have on the alley cleanup, we have now a lot of refrigerators and a lot of couches and a lot of things thrown on the alleys. People that just took him out because...
He said he got the wrecking yards involved, got the hazmat people. We have different kinds of refuse. We've got hazardous materials, batteries, tires, that kind of thing. You just can't dump that in a dumpster. We have our green waste. You have wrecked vehicles. And so you have the right departments show up. And they went so far as to hire the Highway Patrol to come out and monitor people that were trying to throw trash in Oceano and to prevent them from trying to bring trash in. So it was a well-coordinated effort, and that was some facts I didn't know. And so that kind of an effort would, again, really go over well if it's really put together, everything's put in its proper place, people know what needs to be thrown where, et cetera, et cetera. If you remember, we had people cruising up and down, picking up, you know, propane bottles and just all kinds of stuff. So that was memorable, and I think it can happen again.
Okay. Comments, questions on the warrants from the board?
Pay the bills.
Okay.
Second.
The motion and second to pay the bills. Any comment, additional comments, questions from the board? Okay.
All those in favor?
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries 5-0. Okay, is there any written communications?
Yes, sir. Two. One, the district received a letter from Jim Blecka concerning some property he owns at 22nd and Paso Street. It's 1.4 acres. One time the Parks and Recreation Committee looked at this parcel as a potential park on the east side of the community. Letter has been drafted to Supervisor Shajian to find out what kind of cooperative and joint effort the district and the county could make to secure this piece of property and construct a park in it in its place. So that was one letter that just came in. So we also received a copy of a letter sent to Mr. Wampler indicating that the next Oceano Housing Advisory Committee meeting on Monday at 6:30 will take place at the Oceano Sheriff's Substation. So we'll not be here. It'll be at the Oceano Sheriff's Substation. And that's from Supervisor Ashachi.
Okay, thank you.
Question, did you receive a letter from Halcyon?
We did receive. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we did. But that letter was that addressed to us or was that addressed to? I can't recall.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. A very nice letter.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions or comments on the written correspondence? All right. Then we're adjourned.